Hi, it's Dean O'Brien here, and today's podcast is with Stavros Ambazidis from the Chelsea office, but not just the Chelsea, the Carrum Downs and Lang Warren, but also one of his major roles, O'Brien Real Estate Foundation. He's going to share us why the foundation began, what its intentions is, and also how it's become a finalist at the REIV this year. Hi, I've got Stavros here, who's the corporate director with the O'Brien Foundation, also a corporate director and a great business partner. I'm just here excited to announce that we've just been nominated for the finalists at the REIV in the Community Service Award and in the Supporting Out for People in Need.
Yeah, that's right. So we are a finalist for the Community Service Award. That is when I say we, I mean the O'Brien Real Estate Foundation. So it's pretty exciting.
Now, Stavros, you've been a significant part of this organisation at O'Brien Real Estate, but you've driven this foundation. Tell me why it's so important to you.
Well, the catalyst started 3 years ago, as many of our O'Brien people know. I was personally touched by MND itself. It touched my family. After the passing of my father, that was pretty much the catalyst where I got involved with MND Victoria, supporting them. And then I got approached by many people through the O'Brien community asking to support other causes. As everyone, you know, everyone's been touched by different diseases or tribulations in their lifetime. So I thought it was important for us to start a foundation and help as many people as we can.
And that did start, when we said a few years ago, with obviously you, with MND, you did walk the Great Wall of China. I was lucky enough to actually do the Kokoda track last year, but I think you're taking on the biggest journey this year, aren't you?
The New York City Marathon. I've got short legs. I hate running, so the challenge is quite big for me.
And what's exciting about the O'Brien Foundation is that it's not just about, we don't just support one, but we support many. Can you tell us a bit about the principles of the O'Brien Foundation and what you and your team and what your team does, but yet more importantly, what is the requirement to be part of or to receive a grant from the O'Brien Foundation?
Yeah, look, okay, we'll start from the start. We've supported at this stage 16 different organisations in the last 12 months. In total, directly and indirectly, so since our inception, we've given away approximately $250,000 to different causes. The way you can apply, you must be DGR status or have DGR status. You can go to the O'Brien Real Estate Foundation website. You can actually get the link off the O'Brien Real Estate website. And on there is an application format. You can actually do it online application, or you can print it off, fill it out, and then send it. And then send it through the O'Brien Real Estate email address. And what we do is every quarter, we have five council members that meet, along with two people in operations. And we have an accounts person and three board members in total. That's who makes up the O'Brien Real Estate Foundation.
So it's not a small job, this foundation,
no.
Is it? And I think for a lot of people in the O'Brien family, which is this podcast is going out to, I don't think they understand the complexity of what you guys are doing in the background there. And I think it's really important to let them know.
Well, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. So there's a lot of paperwork that goes on behind the scenes, a lot of involvement directly and indirectly. For example, the O'Brien Foundation council members went out and helped kids with or Dogs for Kids with Disabilities, backpacks for kids. Next week, for example, on Thursday next week, they're going out to the Variety Club to give away some bikes. This Saturday night, we're going to be involved with Helping Hoops along with Melbourne United. Every single week, there are members, including myself, where I can, but there are members of the five council members that are involved in actually physically being there at some event to help one of the causes that we've assisted.
I love the passion that you bring to this foundation. I think when I realised that this foundation was going to be fantastic was the first actual person we donated to. Her drive was to actually run the city to surf. Now, given the fact you do have short legs and you don't like running, we thought this would be a fantastic opportunity for the O'Brien Foundation to get behind. But what I was more impressed with is that you jumped on the plane and you pushed her in the wheelchair. So the passion for this foundation is huge. But we also want our team at O'Brien Real Estate to find that passion in the background, because often we sit there and go, okay, we want some people to apply for these foundations, don't we?
Yeah, we do. So we all meet different people that are going through different things in their lives. So we'd love you to put the word out there. If we can assist, we will. There's 90% of the applications that have come in have been accepted. There's been a 10% that didn't meet the criteria. So we look to the people that donate. So it's the our O'Brien people that actually donate through their sales that they make, through their efforts in donations or through their efforts of fundraising, where the money comes in from. And we like to zero balance the bank account at the end of each quarter and give those monies out to the people that need them.
As you said, there's a constant contribution through the sales team, but we had a significant contribution through the Pakenham team.
Yes.
Can you actually just tell us a little bit about that? Because I think that'd be really great for people to know what the Pakenham team did.
Well, what Rod and Gillian and the Pakenham team did was extraordinary, and it was so extraordinary that we felt that they deserved an award at our gala awards night in representation from the O'Brien Real Estate Foundation. Now, they got involved with the Pakenham racecourse, the new racecourse out there, and they got the branding rights on one of the big sheds out there. So in that branding, they did put a huge logo of the O'Brien Real Estate Foundation up there. They also had a night where it was an auction night, a fundraising night, that all funds raised went to the foundation, and in total it was approximately $20,000 was raised back towards the foundation, which was a significant amount of monies. That assisted, you know, seven different charity groups just in that one night.
So being part of the foundation, it's not just the contribution from the sales side of it, but you've had those significant moves in there, which is exciting. Can you also tell us who is on the foundation?
Yeah, so it's made up of five council members. And what we've tried to do is get a diversity across the group. So we have Ashley Nelson from Corporate. We also have Paul Rogers from Berwick. We have Nicola Nacon from Chelsea, Gillian Hurst from Pakenham, and Chrissy Cavaris from Somerville. And they're all, some of them are managers or directors or salespeople. We also have the three council board members, which are made up by myself, Dean and Darren. But we have an external member as well, which is the fourth person to keep it all kosher, which is Robert Krigsman, who is an accountant. On top of that, we have Bronwyn Payne from Chelsea handles all the finances. But two significant roles that are in the foundation are Greg Bryden and Connie from Chelsea, who handle all the operations. So it's made up by a big group of people.
And I think it's significant to actually recognise that it's not just driven by one office individually, but driven by our whole organisation. Because here at O'Brien Real Estate, our purpose is to facilitate growth, and we are led by our values. And I think this foundation just absolutely represents everything that's really important, because we look at our number one value being family, and everyone is a broader extension of our family. And this allows our organisation to extend our helping hand to our family.
Yeah. Look, I always say, and people that bump into me, then in the men's health breakfast yesterday, I mentioned it, I think it's so important, the people that are able, you know, the ones that have two arms, two legs, are healthy, they don't have a significant problem, whether it's respiratory or any sort of disease, I think it's our responsibility to help those that aren't able, because there will be a day that we'll need help, and we'll be looking towards people like our foundation to help us. So it's our responsibility right now to help others, so one day... You know, it goes in circles, we can be helped as well.
And look, just as we finish up here, Stav, we're going to celebrate at the REIV Awards, regardless if we win or not, because just being a finalist is significant. But how can people get involved with the foundation? How can they contact you? Who do they contact? And again, we talk about the application process, but sometimes we just need to lend an ear, don't we?
Yeah, for sure. So if anyone wants to get involved in fundraising in the name of the O'Brien Real Estate Foundation, you can contact myself, Connie, Greg, or any of the council members that you'll find on Dashboard or on the O'Brien Real Estate Foundation website. And we'd love to have some events for 2020 coming up where we can get involved in different fundraising events, whether it's Stadium Stomp or the Fun Run or different events. We're looking for ideas all the time. We're looking at maybe doing a wishing well or a wishing tree for this Christmas, but there's all sorts of stuff that we're looking at getting, and we're always looking for ideas. So anyone that's got ideas, it can be local. It doesn't have to be local. It can be around Melbourne or Victoria. But, yeah, just make contact with us. That'd be great.
And, look, I believe in this great saying is alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. And I think I love that about the foundation. And it is about a contribution by also to you, your team, to the foundation members. to Stab. Congratulations on your finalists at the REIV, and really, we are so proud of what you guys are doing.
No, thank you, Dean, but more importantly, thank you to everyone that's supported with every sale that you've made and everyone that's been involved to the foundation, so thank you to all.
All right, well, that's it from Stab, and wishing you all the best, and again, look forward to hearing from the next story and the next journey of O'Brien Real Estate Foundation.
Thank you.
O'BrienRealEstate.com.au. The difference is our people and local knowledge.